crashed. As Mildred took the smoking length of wood away, wiping with her fingers at the smoldering shreds of blackened skin, JB fell back into a coma. He didn't stir even slightly as she poured the boiling water into the wound, carefully rubbing with the cleanest bit of rag she could find to remove every possible trace of the insect's eggs. When Mildred finished, Christy brought over a large branch, holding it above the unconscious man so that Mildred could examine her work. The wound looked surprisingly healthy, pink around the edges, brimming with fresh, clean blood at its center. At its widest, it was nearly 2 inches across, roughly circular. It was below the left ear, close to the angle of the jaw.
He'll have a sizable scar.
Like Christy told us, Doc, if he does pull through on this, then he's not going to worry much about a bitsy scar, is he?
You think he'll make it, Mildred? You got the poison out of him.
No. I got those creatures out of the hole. It was like a maggot eatery in there. The infection's gone into his blood, deep into his body. Without some sort of drugs, he's had it.
Ryan started to read the list of drugs from the folded piece of paper.
They're all antibiotics. Penicillin, I know about. Tetracycline, cephalexin, erythromycin. Ah, fire blast, they can't read her handwriting. Strep to something.
Streptomycin, let me see that. And colistin. Which ones do you want?
Which ones do I... How many you got?
All these and plenty more. From what you say about J.B. Dix, I figure the tetracyclines might be best for you. What did the doctor woman say?
Yeah, Mildred said they were first choice.
I'll give this to Lab Man. He's in charge of that section of stuff.
How much will it cost?
Stanton raised a red-sleeved arm, his mouth thinning under the luxuriant beard and mustache.
Not a question I want to hear from someone who rode with Trader. You understand?
Sure. And thanks.
While you're here, I'll show you around some more. Probably need some ammo. I got most kinds.
I could use some 36 caliber rounds for a cap and ball pistol.
Same old Ryan. You think I'll say we don't have any? Well, fuck you, buddy boy. We got a box filled with them. What else you want? Some more 9mm for that very nice Sig Sauer?
Yeah. You haven't got any 4.7mm caseless, do you?
What the hell kind of blaster is that? Automatic rifle?
Heckler & Koch G12. Lovely piece of hardware, but ammo's not easy in Deathlands.
Harry rubbed his chin.
Well, here we are. We'll see what we got. Let's go look around my little place.
The little place was the most amazing complex Ryan had ever seen, and contained the most staggering collection of pre-nuke artifacts he could ever have imagined. Afterward, he tried to remember a fraction of what he'd seen, but found that it all blurred, one room into another. He wasn't even quite sure precisely where the King of the Underworld actually had his empire. He guessed that it lay beneath one of the nuked areas, perhaps where the tallest of the skyscrapers had been, where miles of underground passages and storerooms linked up. Stanton had cut and tunneled, enlarging his territory, and brought in armed men to cover the many hidden entrances and exits. He attracted those, like Lab Man, with areas of strange or arcane knowledge. Stanton admitted to Ryan that he didn't actually know the limits of his turf.
But how'd you start to get this much power and trade for all this?
Garbage bags, my friend.
What?
Stanton reached and topped up his crystal goblet from the decanter of Armagnac at his elbow, offering it to Ryan, who shook his head.
Black, strong, large bags of plastic. Refuse for the disposal of.
You started by trading those?
Not many things, apart from good blasters worth more in old New York. About 8 years ago, I was digging on the Upper East Side a couple of blocks in from the big river.
Ryan wiped the remnants of his meal, smoked fish in a cream sauce with sliced fried potatoes and canned vegetables from the decorated plate, using a crust of fresh white bread.
Broke through into a warehouse. Used the hookups to see what was there. Looked fucking boring, I tell you that, Ryan. Shelf after shelf with pallet after pallet of what looked like paper. Not a lot of use. Got my toothpick out and sliced open the nearest container, and there it was.
A garbage bag.
Not just a garbage bag. 1,000 of the little black beauties.
1,000 won't go far in this ville.
You're absolutely right. But the 1,000 were in one pack. and each pallet held 5. Each shelf held 5 pallets. Each row held 250 shelves, and the whole building had 20 rows.
That's
a shitload of bags. You want to know just how many?
Yeah.
Call it 125 million, give or take a few million, torn or missing.
Shit. How many you got left now?
Good question. I'd have to ask my accountants, but I figure there must still be around half left.
Anywhere in Deathlands, strong, large plastic bags were like a handful of good jolt. You could wear them, shelter in them, or under them, and carry your life around in them.
And from that, we get this.
Stanton gestured around the room they were eating in, with its strip lighting and thick carpet, the good quality furniture and the row of video machines and music players, the paintings and the piano in the corner, its perfection marred only by a long gouge across the polished top. Harry stood, spilling crumbs from his lap. A small dog, looking like a rat in a hairy body wig, scampered from the corner and started licking them up. The man ignored the animal.
Let me show you some other things.
And it was the fragments of this tour that Ryan kept struggling to remember. One thing that struck him early on was that there were no women at all anywhere within the Underground Empire. The men all seemed to be between 18 and 30, with a few of the group leaders closer to 40.
Hey, where's all the women?
Women? They're getting away. Cherchez la femme when trouble beckons. Look for the women, Ryan. No, not necessary here.
The complex was maintained at a steady 62 degrees, with air conditioning ready for the scorching heat of summer. Ryan noticed a large dome of armored glass above one of the linking corridors.
What's that for?
Opens up for some real sunlight. See the flowers all around us? The sun brings out the lilies.
Sun also brings out the snakes.
We fare well, Ryan. Now, if you'll join me in this next room, you'll see the best collection of old vids in all Deathlands.
The walls in the new room were lined with shelves, jammed with the cases of thousands of vids.
How many?
Around 20,000.
He watched them all?
Never met anyone with more questions. Sure I have. Most are movies, but there's a lot of 80s and 90s TV. You name it, and I got it.
I once saw part of a vid about a little guy looking for his wife and his brother taking care of him. Never knew what it was called.
Well, we could find Vidman and ask him. Got a memory like a supercomp, only he's got some sort of flu.
I see. Look, I ought to be collecting these drugs and getting on back to the others.
Sure, but just let me show you a little more.
JB needs those drugs.
Harry turned to face Ryan, and the merry little eyes turned into chips of frozen obsidian.
This rudeness might not put me in the giving spirit, Ryan. Now just humor me some.
They next entered a room that held nothing but dolls. One shelf full with soft, pudgy faces, all of them different, looking to Ryan like the victims of some terrible disease. Another row at the back, under a failed light, appeared to hold dark green turtle dolls. That idea was so ridiculous that Ryan never even bothered to ask Harry about it. A long vaulted chamber held wags, but these were real old, all gleaming chrome and huge, brightly painted bodies. Harry ran his finger along each one, swelling with the pride of ownership.
This is the SS Jaguar, and this is the Bugatti. Ferrari and a Corvette, Chevy and a green-labeled Bentley. They're pretty, aren't they?
You ever drive them?
The questions, Ryan, beginning to get on my nerves some.
There were rooms of clocks and books, jukeboxes and pinball machines, walls with swords and bayonets in serried ranks, pewter mugs and cut-glass vases, trays of gold and silver rings. There were bookcases that ran for 50 feet along a wall and scraped at the ceiling, filled with carefully categorized comics. And there were necklaces, model ships, embroidered samplers, some with dates back in the 1700s. One room had its walls covered in black velvet and decorated with whips and handcuffs, and boots with wicked spurs and 6-inch spike heels. Mags and some special vids that Harry flicked his hand at.
That's porn. Not to my taste, but it's there to be collected.
Do you collect blasters?
Not here. Sex section. Sorry, Ryan. Not even for you.
Drugs?
Sure. In the giving vein again. Should be ready by now. And then you can have a free ride home in the wag.
It was now fully dark. Christy was standing at the top of the flight of cold steps. The weather had changed yet again, becoming far colder. The clouds had lifted and been whirled off to the south by a freshening wind, leaving the black dome covered in a myriad sparkling